From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Monday, February 24th. Valley's Edge developers have not stopped their fight to win over Chico. Nearly a year has passed since the development was rejected by voters, but a claim filed against the city could bring the project back. NSPR's Eric Adams reports.
The legal team representing the project's developers has filed a pre-lawsuit claim against the city, accusing it of violating a state housing law. The Housing Crisis Act of 2019 keeps city agencies from getting in the way of new housing construction. Elkins Cult is the Los Angeles-based law firm representing the developers' LLC called Believe in Chico. Jackson McNeil is a land use attorney there.
Believe in Chico LLC intends to file a lawsuit in the near future invalidating the referendums that reversed the land use approvals for the Valley's Edge project in March of last year, and hopes to obtain a court order invalidating the referendums.
The claim focuses on the referendum measures O and P, which were voted down by Chico residents during the 2024 primaries. That action barred Valley's Edge from coming to fruition. But now, McNeil says, the developer still wants to make Valley's Edge happen.
Believe in Chico LLC looks forward to vindicating its rights and bringing forward a well-designed project to the city of Chico that will help address the region's housing crisis.
Valley's Edge opponents say the development would heighten fire risk and create other environmental concerns. Voters agreed. In March, more than 60% of votes went against both referendum measures. Chico's city attorney declined to comment on the case, citing sensitivities surrounding the pending litigation. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
In other news, California is filing a lawsuit against the federal government for what it calls an attempt to shut down the U.S. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. NSPR's Ava Norgrove has more.
The court brief is a joint effort between 22 other state attorney generals. It argues that the Trump administration's recent actions to suspend work in the Bureau, firing employees, and pausing additional funding are an attempt to weaken and ultimately shut down the agency. The Bureau helps protect consumers from unfair, abusive, or deceptive business practices. It enforces consumer financial rights, supervises companies, and does outreach to ensure consumers are being treated fairly. The Bureau was established following the 2008 financial crisis to prevent similar crises from happening again. California Attorney General Rob Bonta said in a statement this week that shuttering the Bureau would lead to catastrophic harm to people. Bonta says the Trump administration's recent actions are an effort to destroy the crucial protections for overseeing markets, among other things. In Chico, I'm Ava Norgrove.
And salmon will soon be able to access the full Yuba River for the first time in over 100 years. NSPR's Alex Stutson has more.
The nature-like fishway will connect the waters of Daguerre Point Dam with the rest of the Yuba River. Currently, the dam keeps salmon from their spawning grounds elsewhere in the river. Last week, the Yuba County Water Agency voted to begin the environmental permitting process for the project. The fishway will allow native salmon to access the full Yuba River, where they historically spawn. The fishway itself will also create more habitat for fish and other native river wildlife. Funding for the project comes in part from the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, with the remaining costs paid by the Water Agency. Construction is expected to begin next year and hopefully completed by 2028. In Chico, I'm Alex Dutson.
Also, the Whiskeytown National Recreation Area in Shasta County turned 60 this year. To celebrate, the National Park Service is holding a 6 for 60 stewardship challenge for visitors. Parkgoers can complete 6 tasks from a list, including picking up litter, identifying plants, visiting the area waterfalls, and learning about the land's Native American history. The first 100 groups to complete the challenge will receive prizes such as a coloring book and a booklet spotlighting Whiskeytown's history. And finally, this year's California Nut Festival in Chico is canceled. Officials say the decision was made by the Patrick Ranch Museum due to rising expenses and a shortage of volunteers. Organizers say they hope to bring the event back in 2026. They say anyone who wants to help the Nut Festival can donate to the museum. And those were your headlines for Monday, February 24th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, you can visit our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.